In Argentina's capital, Buenos Aires, crime rates have soared in the 2 years since the country's economic meltdown. In late October, thousands in Buenos Aires staged a noisy protest after kidnappers cut off the finger of a 22-year-old man they were holding for ransom and mailed it to his parents. Crime has become such a problem that citizens once again are speaking out against the government and challenging the newly elected administration of President Néstor Kirchner. From Buenos Aires, Brian Burns reports.
It's 8 p.m. on a chilly spring evening in Buenos Aires, and 60-year-old Susana Gonzalez and her neighbors are taking to the streets.
It's very dangerous here. We don't know what to do.
Gonzalez and about 100 others from the upscale neighborhood of Recoleta staged a pots and pans banging protest in early December after a local restaurant owner was murdered during a robbery. Violent crime and kidnappings in Argentina's capital have become an everyday part of life since the country's economic collapse in 2001. Ricardo Schmuckler says the escalating crime rate is a disgrace for a city once considered one of the safest in the world.
No puede ser. Es vergonzoso.
This can't be happening. It is shameful, Schmuckler says. So even though we are afraid to go out on the streets, we have to go out and protest. According to government statistics, the overall crime rate in Buenos Aires City has jumped a staggering 900% in the past decade. But it has been the recent rash of kidnapping cases that have enraged the public. During the first half of 2003, 6 kidnappings per day took place in the greater Buenos Aires area, many involving the relatives of business executives or athletes for whom big ransoms were often paid.
It's very complicated, the situation that we are suffering right now. Very complicated.
Diego Canto is a security analyst for Kroll, a risk consulting company. He says that kidnappings have long plagued other Latin American cities like Bogota and São Paulo, and that Buenos Aires is just now catching up with the rest of the continent.
We cannot consider the Argentina like an island in the middle of the ocean. We are part of a very hot region.
So much so that security has become a booming business here. Many wealthy executives now travel in bulletproof cars and wear personal tracking devices, while their children often arrive at school with beefy bodyguards in tow. These new developments have clearly altered the normally outgoing ways of some Argentines, such as Patricia Roca.
No podemos salir a la calle.
We can't go out in the streets. All the women are afraid that our purses will be snatched. We can't even use earrings because they will rip them right off your ears. For me, this isn't a problem with the police. This is a political problem.
A political problem that is threatening to end the honeymoon of new President Néstor Kirchner. Since taking office in May, Kirchner has made sweeping changes to Argentina's judiciary and military, earning him high public approval ratings. But his decision to try and reform the notoriously corrupt provincial police forces has been resisted by some local politicians. Political analyst Carlos Gervasoni says this has put Kirchner in a difficult position.
If crime remains high and people remain demanding a solution, Kirchner is going to side with people and therefore he's going to increase his conflicts with politicians who are resisting change.
In recent weeks, the government has ordered thousands more officers on the streets, but Susana Gonzalez remains skeptical that long-term changes will be achieved.
It is terrible. I don't know. I hope everything change. Yes.
Some here have suggested that bringing in experienced law enforcement officials from outside Argentina may help to stem the growing crime wave. One name that has been mentioned many times, former New York Mayor Rudolph Giuliani, who has already been hired by Mexico City to address crime there. For NPR News, I'm Brian Burns in Buenos Aires.